Great. So this project just kicked off in November last year, and it's running through till early 2023. It's part of the ELM tests and trials process, obviously. So just to sort of step back and think, what are we doing here? I mean, this is the means by which the future environmental land management scheme options are being designed with the help of farmers. And so we have the tests which are focusing on specific elements or likely building blocks of this ELM, and also trials which are testing the feasibility of new ideas, trialing innovative and novel approaches, and evaluating how cost effectively they could be rolled out more widely. So there's currently, well, as of September last year, there were 60 projects underway or recently completed. I think five have now been completed, and those projects are involving over 3,000 farmers across England. In terms of the main sort of areas that these tests and trials are looking at, firstly, sort of delivery mechanisms, and particularly new and innovative mechanisms, which haven't been sort of used before in environmental, agri-environment schemes or scaled up in such schemes. It's looking secondly at payment mechanisms, focusing on how the new system will pay participants and the different mechanisms available. Land management planning, looking at what mechanism will participants use to plan and record which public goods they will deliver. Advice and guidance, considering what expert support participants will require to help them plan and record the public goods they will deliver. And finally, spatial prioritisation, what mechanisms are available to set and agree local priorities within a national framework. And this current test project, the agroforestry test that we're talking about today, so that's homing in on two of these policy areas to do with payment mechanisms and advice and guidance in particular, although there will surely be some learnings for some of those other areas as well. So, for example, in relation to advice and guidance, the sorts of questions that we'll be looking at are what expert support will participants require to help them plan and record which public goods they will deliver, when should this be delivered, how many accredited experts will be required. In terms of the payments, what will the new system offer participants? In an outcomes approach, how do you trigger payment? How are payment rates updated over time to reflect changing local priorities? How do you set payment rates for outcomes? What will public funding pay for and on what basis? And how frequently should payments be made? These are just some questions. There will surely be others in this and the other area of advice and guidance. So ultimately, I guess you could say that the overall objective for this test is to really test how the adoption of agroforestry can be encouraged within the ELM scheme through advice and guidance and different payment incentives. Working with regional groups of farmers and land managers, so we'll be hearing about the detail of how that's going to happen shortly, and then working with you as part of the farmer-led working group as well to steer this project as it goes forward. In terms of the overall approach, then, we've started off, and this has been completed already, a desk-based review of evidence for what have been the incentives, but also disincentives for farmers to take up agroforestry. And after I've finished this introduction, Colin's going to present those findings, which you've also seen in the report that was circulated. At the heart of this test project is really the setting up of these six farmer focus groups. And again, we'll be hearing from Ben the detail of, or discussing with you, how these should be set up and what sort of farms that they should include. And each group will be focusing on a different type of agroforestry. And then there will be some wider consultation happening among farmers and other stakeholders. We've all already, through various speaking events, advertised this test project and have got a lot of farmers who have signed up and being interested to be involved and kept in touch with the project as it goes forward. I think there's 80 plus farmers and others who have expressed interest. So yes, there will be these opportunities to bring in perspectives and evidence from a whole community of farmers from across the country. So that will be taking place as part of this project. And then finally, there will be the sort of the putting this all together through the analysis consultation and reporting back to DEFRA. That will be sort of taking place from autumn next year onwards. And this group, yes, I mean, you've obviously the invitation, you're here, which is fantastic. And it's really about making sure that we're properly, as it says here, properly engaged with and guided by, you know, a representative group of stakeholders, not just working in agroforestry, but agriculture more generally, forestry and wider policy. And ensuring that we truly do take a sort of bottom-up approach, if you like, that it's this kind of co-design aspiration is fully met within the way that we work, how we monitor progress towards the ultimate goals and objective of the project.